Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A surprise return on NXT. A top AEW star is on the shelf. And don't you forget about Keith. For Wednesday, May the 12th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Big knee right to the back. O'Reilly shoots the half into the cover. Another statement win for O'Reilly.
Hockey fight middle of there, and in comes Oney. Oh. Two-on-one sneak attack now.
How are you the baddest man in NXT if it takes a two-on-one? Bobby Fish! We haven't seen Bobby Fish in months!
Bobby Fish LTB. Coming to the aid of his former partner!
Capital Wrestling Center coming unglued!
Fish just doing damage on his own there, and now Kyle O'Reilly back in the fight. Oney Lorcan and Pete Dunne scurrying out of there.
It's good to see you back, Bobby. Yeah. See you when I see you.
Five months away from WWE television, that was the moment that Bobby Fish returned on NXT last night. So we haven't seen our boy Bobby since following TakeOver War Games last December. He had to go and have tricep surgery after that match, and he was off TV. He missed the dissolving of the Undisputed Era, nowhere to be seen during the Adam Cole Kyle O'Reilly war, and here he is making the save for O'Reilly after a post-match beatdown from Oney Lorcan and Pete Dunne. And as you heard there, lovely bit of respect, all the warm and fuzzies to hear Red Dragon chatting once again. But this isn't a reuniting. This is a polite farewell, as Kyle O'Reilly is on his singles run and Bobby Fish looks like he's about to embark on a singles run himself. Really, really up for seeing Bobby Fish as a solo competitor. Here's the thing with Undisputed Era. We're so blessed to have a faction like that in NXT. All four phenomenal singles wrestlers. And the sad part is they're no longer together. But the good part is they're no longer together because we now have four solid singles wrestlers in the division. Obviously, Roderick Strong is able at the moment. No doubt he'll be back at some point. Adam Cole is gearing up for an amazing run. Cool Kyle is doing some really great stuff, and here comes Bobby Fish to enter the party as well. I'm really up for seeing what Bobby Fish does now that he is back at full force as part of NXT. Also, last night on NXT, we have ourselves a name for Isaiah Swerve Scott's new group of friends. Hit Row made their presence felt, revealing their intentions and who they are. So Scott is the leader of the group, along with AJ Francis, who's now calling himself Top Dollar, Brianna Brandy from the Performance Center, who signed in 2019, now on the main roster as B-Fab, eerily close to T-Bar, and Ashante the Adonis, who has been part of NXT and 205 Live for the last year or so, now aligned with Swerve and this group, Hit Row. WWE trademarked the term Hit Row Records just last week, so it's something is on the bubble for these guys. I'm intrigued to see what they do. I'm glad the names don't sound as bad as the names they gave the Retribution lads. Also from NXT last night, some big prospects announced for upcoming shows. So two title matches coming up over the next 2 weeks. Next week, we are getting a North American Championship match. Johnny Gargano defending against Bronson Reed. Reed was attacked by The Way last night, and he revealed before the night was out that Commissioner William Regal has made that North American title match a steel cage match. They're bringing down the cage at NXT next week. I'm sad they didn't wait till In Your House. We could have got the blue bar cage. I'm just putting that idea out into the world. Also, in two weeks from yesterday, Karrion Kross will make his first defense of the NXT Championship, and it's going to be in a rematch against former champion Finn Balor. These two sized each other up last night, and we have ourselves a big return match from NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 2. Coming up in 2 weeks' time. It was a very busy night at the wrestling for NXT. You can find out everything else that went down at cultaholic.com.
I'm Absolute Ricky Starks. I am a former NWA World Television Champion, and I am the hottest free agent on the market. The moment I heard that the Open Challenge was an invitation to anyone even outside of AEW, I thought that that was the perfect chance to not only get my foot in the door, but more importantly, prove to myself that I can hang with anybody. I have been broke, I've had $3 to my name, I've slept in my car, I've slept on floors, I've slept on couches, all for what? Just to be sitting here right now. And the only two things I had when I had nothing else in this world was work ethic and grit, the same two things that Cody Rhodes has. Cody talks about how you put him up on the track with anybody. Well, guess what, baby boy? I got my shoes tied tight. And I'm ready to go to distance.
So this news broke late last night. Ricky Starks, as you heard there in that killer debut promo that he made when he joined AEW Dynamite, answering the open challenge from Cody. Ricky Starks had himself a dicey moment with Hangman Page back on the 21st of April. You may remember that German suplex that Stark took, which saw him crumple onto his neck. Starks was fine. He continued to wrestle, seemingly with no ill effects from it. However, Voices of Wrestling have given us an update, and it says that Ricky Starks has now been diagnosed with a fractured neck. Starks will not need surgery, luckily, but he is expected to be out of the wrestling plans for the next 3 months. So no in-ring action for Ricky Starks until the back end of August at the earliest. Voices of Wrestling also reporting that despite the fact he won't be wrestling, he won't be missing any TV time. He's going to be featured on shows on Dynamite and Dark, however, not in a competing capacity. All the best to Ricky Starks as he spends the next 3 months rehabbing. A talented guy is Ricky Starks, who during the first lockdown that we had at the start of 2020 came on to Cultaholic Island to join me for an episode of Desert Island Graps. And we talked about Ricky Starks versus a broom.
You know what's funny about that is that I went on Twitter and all these shows were being canceled and everyone was stuck inside. And, you know, you see a lot of content nowadays that's either TikTok videos or home workouts or stuff like that, or people wrestling in empty arenas. And I made a little smart ass joke about, you know, who would be interested in, like, I should just go ahead and wrestle in my living room. I think I said I'd wrestle a broom in my living room. And it got, it blew up in popularity so quick that I was like, oh, man. I think I have to pull the trigger on this. So the next day I was bored and I made a match graphic between me and this broom just because I like doing stuff on Photoshop, but two, I'm just, like I said, I was just bored and I wanted people to see it. And then that blew up and I was like, oh, damn. So I basically booked myself in a corner here. And from there, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and say that the show's canceled due to what was going on. And then the other half of me, the other half of me was like, well, man, that's happening for everyone. So why not try to do something fun or creative? So then I went to the local ring, and this is before everything got really locked down. And I had some people film me. And I want to say it took me 2 hours, and it was just me going off the cuff with ideas that I had. And that was my personal broom that I took from home, sadly, and it was ruined.
Oh, David, well, you were both ruined at the end of that match. It was quite the tour de force, from what I understand.
That was a very stressful match. I don't know if you can hear it, but there was crowd noise. There's a big crowd. The broom had a great entrance song that he showed me on YouTube. So, sweet.
You can hear that full episode on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now, and we send our best to Ricky Starks.
You show some respect. This man started from a small village, became a national track star. Not only that, the million-dollar arm, the first ever Indian to play Major League Baseball. And this, not only is he 7 feet tall, but he used to be an accountant. So this is a smart giant. Not only that, he is a protege of the great Kali. So you show these guys some respect. And not only that, they're with the modern-day Maharaja. And together, we will once again rise, become. I will become WWE champion.
Yes. Well, on that note, you've been there before. You've been.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, like I wasn't showing y'all respect, man. I was giving you a chance to like have the floor, take the table or something. Your suit reminded me of some furniture. That's why I was saying that. But I was giving you a chance to. Come on,
you V. You do not want to make him angry.
Come on, V.
It's okay.
Come on, V. I'm just trying to give y'all a chance. We want to hear more about this track. You running, dog. I be running a lot,
that
too.
That story will be told.
Okay.
In due time.
Right.
Right now, it's about the modern day Maharaja.
Right, dog. I don't want to spoil the story.
Just be careful.
I'm just...
So I just came back. Yeah. Before you rudely interrupted. I just came back from my knee surgery. I was rebuilding myself. Not only that, I was looking for someone to watch my back. And not only did I find someone, I found two of the very best. Two of the finest. The great nation of the 1.4 billion in India. And now, they're with the modern day Maharaja.
Future plans for Drew McIntyre involve an old friend. WrestlingNews.co say that WWE is building up Jinder Mahal for a feud with Iron Drew over the summer. This looks as if this is why Jinder Mahal defeated Jeff Hardy in such solid fashion on Monday night. They're starting to gear up the Jinder train once again. It's not like the Tamina train, it's different. Drew versus Jinder, three-man band near the top of the card around SummerSlam. Yeah, why not? It's something different.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
PW Insider reporting on Velveteen Dream. So Dream was backstage at Monday Night Raw, which led to some suggestions that he might be making a return, possibly a call-up to the Red Brand. They have revealed to PW Insider that Dream was backstage, but he was never scheduled to be a part of the show. Still no word yet on why he was even brought in. PW Insider have also said that Velveteen Dream hasn't been seen at the Performance Center in the last few months either. He's kept a very low profile as Velveteen Dream. An update on Humberto Carrillo from Humberto Carrillo. He put on Twitter last night, "Last night was the first time I couldn't finish a match in my whole wrestling career. But when you push the limits as I do, anything can happen in a split second. This is not over, Sheamus. Until next time." So after that sunset flip that went a little bit awry and the match was called off, Carrillo's fine. He'll be back at it very soon. A former WWE star who was released last month has been hit with a cease and desist order, but not from where you think. Chelsea Green had to change the name of her new podcast from 50 Shades of Green to Green with Envy. Now, Green revealed this on Twitter, but didn't say who the cease and desist came from. It could possibly be related to the book series 50 Shades of Grey. Very likely that somebody might have given them a call on that one. The trademark was filed for 50 Shades of Green for merch and various entertainment uses back on the 21st of April. And obviously this has now been contested. And now she's had to change the name. I hope she didn't get too many t-shirts printed. And this is your regular reminder to not forget about Keith. So Keith Lee has been absent from WWE television for quite a while. Back in February, he was written off the Elimination Chamber card. It was reported the following month that he was actively trying to get cleared to return to the ring, and this absence was potentially connected to a health issue. Keith Lee put out a tweet yesterday, two tweets actually, one saying, "Today is a day that can and will define the future. The wheels can have motion and move forward, or they can stop completely. Make your wheels turn, accept no substitute." He followed this up with a photo of himself next to the War Games cage, with fans speculating various potential meanings to this. The picture kind of looks like Keith Lee is coming out of a cage or stepping back into a cage, which obviously makes us think Keith Lee return confirmed. Just a handy reminder to not forget about Keith today. Thank you. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in the company of former star of WWE and ECW, the host of the Mind of the Meanie podcast. The Blue Meanie shares his three wrestling matches that he would watch on a desert island. And we talk about a whole bunch of other stuff as well.
I was going to wrestle Bradshaw at on SmackDown a couple of, eons ago when we had our issue.
Never heard about that. What was that? You had an issue, JB? Did you? News to me. Did you? What? Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're friends now, but people don't seem to notice. But
2 hours in the company of the Blue Meanie. It is later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. At twitch.tv/cultaholic from 1 p.m. British summer time, it is you and I and Legend of Flippin' Zelda. We have been slowly plowing through this game. Very slowly easing through this game. And that journey continues later on today. I think we're up to the Fire Temple now. Love it if you joined us. 1 o'clock British summertime. Jack and Owen are back later on. Cultaholic FC flavoured shenanigans at Football Manager as Jack and Owen continue to make great strides leading the club. On the YouTube channel later on today, of course, we have Cultaholic Wrestling News throughout the day. When stuff's breaking, you'll find it there. You can check out right now as well 10 wrestlers who had their debut match on pay-per-view. There is nothing more intimidating than that first wrestling match, but to have it in front of a paying audience hits slightly different. And you can find 10 wrestlers who did just that at youtube.com /cultaholic right now for early access to podcasts and content, and to have your say on the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast's Big Questions and Mailbag. You can support us at patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.